The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started.
Today is Sunday, April 21st, 2013, if you're listening live, and it's whatever now time it is for you. If you're listening to the recording, either way, welcome. I'm glad that you're here. And this week, I will be carrying forward what I said I would from last week. Now, I didn't tell you what that was, but I did say I wrote it down, and that definitely is the topic we're going to be discussing today. So let's go through the connection process so we can get into that right away. And I'm probably more surprised even than you that I'm going to talk this Sunday about something I thought I was going to talk about this Sunday on last Sunday. And I'll talk about that more when we get to it. But let's connect here first. And start with just taking a nice deep breath. Allow yourself to get present with whatever you're feeling in this moment, physically, emotionally, and just notice whatever's going on in your head as we get started here. And just give yourself permission to let that all be. Not that it's not going to affect you as we go forward here. It might, but you're not going to try and fix or solve anything that's going on as we get started. You're just going to set it aside for the time we're spending here together. To whatever degree you can set it aside, just breathe in and give yourself permission to do that, to let it go over there, wherever there might be. And breathe in, and the next piece is to give yourself permission to connect with whatever you consider to be the most empowered, most powerful, most essential aspect of you. So that could be your soul, it could be your spirit, it could be your oversoul, it could be your divinity, it could be your mastery, could be something else, whatever term works the best for you, makes the most sense, feels the best. Let that be your guide here, because that's what we're doing. We're opening inward and letting ourselves experience the aspects of ourselves that are more in our power than we're usually consciously aware of. And we're asking to allow that rise up from within, to fill us physically, to fill us emotionally, to fill us mentally, to flow through our entire energy field, and to flow into all of our relationships. And in so doing, to bring that power, that divinity, our soul, our essence, whatever works for you, into not only a greater experience, but a greater expression. And that's what that piece is about, of offering that energy, allowing that energy to flow throughout our energy field and specifically into our relationships. Because the more we can bring our highest self into our life, into our relationships, the more that life is going to be what we would desire it to be. And the more clearly we'll even know what we desire it to be. And so, know that as we go forward here today, whatever you've opened up, whatever you're allowing, and it may continue to expand while we talk, but whatever you've allowed that opening to be right now, it's not going to be less during the time we're sharing here. You may be less aware of it, but it's going to stay open because that's the intention that we're setting here as we begin this journey together of this co-creation today. And so we're going to take the next step now, knowing that that level of connection is open. We're going to connect in a greater way, in a more complete way, with our Mother Earth, with our physical anchor in this reality. And so whatever works best for you, open the chakras in your feet, the root chakra, the cells of your skin, or open in whatever other way works best for you. But you're opening to receive the love and support, the energy of our Mother Earth. And just let yourself breathe that in and allow it again to fill you physically, emotionally, mentally. Allow it to flow throughout your energy field and even into all of your relationships so that you can carry this sense of more groundedness, this sense of feeling more supported into all of your relationships. And as you're breathing that in and allowing that to flow, allow yourself to connect with your own gratitude. Gratitude for being able to be in body right now. Gratitude for having the life that you have right now. And allow that gratitude to flow back down to our Mother Earth, sharing with her. And as you do that, you might notice that it opens up space within you to allow yourself to receive more of her love and support. And allow yourself to feel into all of the love that you have, the things that you love about being alive right now, things you love about walking the spiritual path. And allow yourself to feel that love and offer that to her as well. Allow that to flow to her. Because without her, without this physical body on this physical planet, you couldn't be having those experiences that you love. So share some of that love with her. And know and allow yourself to feel. That opens you as well to receive more of her love and support in return. It's you creating the space and receiving. And let's expand yet again, knowing that that set of connections will remain open to at least this degree, even if it might expand further while we continue, but it will be open at least this degree throughout the time we're here together. And so let's go now to open in another direction, into other dimensions. And this is into connection with all of your guides and angels, the ascended masters, your spiritual teachers, etc., all of those beings who in any way touch your life to support you in walking a spiritual path, not just being in a physical body, but walking a spiritual path while you're in a physical body. And as you open, again, whatever way works best for you, through your heart, through your third eye, through your crown, in whatever other way makes sense to you or feels right, you're opening to receive the love and support, the energy of these other beings as they are offering it to you right now. They offer it all the time, but this is about expanding our acceptance of it, our openness to it, our willingness to receive it. And so allow it to come in, this love and support from these divine beings, into your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, filling your entire energy field, and again, taking this support, this energy of love and support, into all of your relationships. For in feeling love and support in yourself and in your own being, you can be more empowered, more loving in your relationships. And so we open up in that way now to allow that energy to flow. And once more,
allow yourself to connect with your gratitude for everything about your spiritual path that you appreciate, that you love, that you are glad you've experienced. And if you've walked far enough on your path, probably that even includes things that when they occurred, you didn't like them. They hurt, they were negative, they were bad in your estimation. But now you've grown and you can recognize what you gained from going through those experiences. And so as you open up in that way and allow that gratitude to flow back to these divine supporters, these divine cheerleaders that you have, these divine teachers and mentors, feel as well, open to feeling as well, that this allows you to open more. Connecting with this gratitude allows you to open more to receive their love and support into you. And again, knowing that these connections will remain at least this open, if not expanding further while we share here today, we move on to another level of connection, another way of connecting. And that's connecting to each other, to this community, to all those who join us here periodically, specifically to all those who are joining us here today. Again, whether that's live or through the recording, we're all creating this right now. Right now. So everyone who will connect with this recording is co-creating right now. So open to connect with their energies, and specifically that shared intention that we have of moving into ever greater empowerment, exposing it to ourselves, exposing our mastery, and in so doing, coming to express it more in the world. Because there are two sides of the same coin. As we experience our mastery, we express it. It's automatic. As we expose ourselves to our mastery, we expose it to the world. We express it. It's automatic. And so that intention that we share here as a group, or we wouldn't come together in this way, that intention, allow yourself to receive it. Receive that mass consciousness. And allow yourself to open to feel that extra support of your intention, your personal intention for empowerment, flowing through your physical, your emotional, your mental, flowing throughout your energy field, and even supporting you in walking in your power in your relationships. And allow yourself to connect with that gratitude for that extra support, and again, feel that open you to receive it even more fully. And allow yourself to know, but you can offer it consciously as well, allow yourself to know that your intention to move forward is also feeding this mass consciousness for everyone else, all of our other co-creators. And allow yourself to offer that consciously into the group as well. Your intention feeding the group, but you're receiving far more in return than you're giving. It's wonderful how things can be magnified in that way as we come together to co-create. And allow yourself to know that this connection and this energy flow will once more remain at least this open, if not expanding, while we are sharing here today. And we open yet again. And this time we're connecting with all of the light workers, all of those who share that intention for self-empowerment and for aiding in the empowerment of others, many of whom will never hear this program, and that's fine, but there is a larger mass consciousness of that intention that we are now going to tap into, that we are now going to open to and connect and receive. And so allow yourself to do that. This is the mass consciousness of all intention, of all energy that is working for empowerment on the planet, individually and collectively. And we're going to open to that and open whatever way works for you, heart, third eye, crown, any other aspect of you. Maybe it's about empowerment, so you open your solar plexus. Whatever works, just allow yourself to open to receive these energies through your being, your physical, emotional, mental beings, beingness, through your entire energy field. And again, flowing into, with you, all of your relationships, aiding you to be more empowered in those relationships, carrying this out into your life. And once more, connect with that gratitude for this extra support. And in connecting with that gratitude and offering it back to the group, allow yourself to feel yourself expand to receive more of that empowerment as well, more of that support. And finally, we take a step out to the broadest level possible at the human dimension to connect with all of humanity and connect with that core intention that sits underneath this intention for empowerment, and that is the intention, the desire, the drive for improvement. It may not have the level of awareness that is required to step consciously toward empowerment, but it is a desire for improvement, a desire for life to be better. And I believe that intention, that need, that desire from within us comes from our soul. It is that part of our mastery that we never lose connection with. Because if we didn't have that urge for improvement, we would never get to the urge for empowerment. And so we're going to go in and allow ourselves to connect with and receive that energy of all of humanity, the mass consciousness energy that is urging us toward improvement, toward betterment. And yes, it starts individually, but as it grows into empowerment, it moves into the collective as well. And so allow yourself to receive that energetic support, that support of the shared intention for improvement in the world to flow into you at the physical, emotional, mental levels, to flow throughout your energy field, supporting your movement in all of these areas and every other, and flowing indeed into your relationships, opening you, supporting you, and improving them, making them better, making them more empowered. And so with all of these energies open as fully as we can at this time, with the willingness to allow them to open further as we move along here today, and with the awareness that they are going to stay open throughout the time that we are so gathered and connected, we step forward into today's topic. Before I jump right in and give that to you, though, let's go back. I'm not sure how many weeks ago it was that I was specifically talking about spring cleaning, and I, quite frankly, couldn't even tell you the details of that. I know that last week I was talking about the process I've been in of going through all of my papers and what that means to me. And that has continued, and it's even expanded. Now I'm in yet another level of clearing and sorting, and I was going to say supporting my computer. I don't know that that's the idea I want. I think I'd rather have my computer support me. So it's about organizing the papers that are in, zeros and ones, that are in computer world, and getting things in their place. Now, there was a phrase that I grew up with, and I imagine you've probably heard, even if you didn't grow up with it, which is a place for everything and everything in its place. And I can't say it's been a conscious goal of mine my entire life. I do have, well, what some would call anal retentive tendencies. I certainly have liked control at various points in my life. And in walking this path of empowerment, I've had to work through a lot of that. I've had to let go of a lot of that need to control things. Because, well, to do this program, I can't control it. I can't. I'm not that organized. And quite frankly, I can't keep things in my head for that long, which makes it quite a miracle that I'm going to be talking about, that I am talking about, what I thought last week I would be talking about today, what I felt was urgent for me to talk about today, because it was an outgrowth of that talk from last week. In some ways, I thought it was what I was going to talk about last week, but I needed to get all of that out to preface this. And so where am I going with this? Well, that need to let go of control to do this program, or to be a channel. I don't know how many of you are verbal channels. I believe everyone is a channel of divine energy, whether that's channeled into art, or whether that's channeled into healing, hands-on healing or body work of some kind, whether that's channeled into gardening, whether that's channeled into woodworking, whether it's channeled into whatever. I personally believe that inspiration is channeling. Now, whether that comes from angels and spirit guides, or whether that comes from our own divinity, or whether that comes from God, big picture God, that's something that we could probably discuss or argue about. But that sense of being inspired, feeling inspired, I believe is a fairly universal thing. It may not be a common thing, but I think you can probably relate to at least some moments in your life when you felt inspired, when you felt like something greater than your conscious thought process was flowing through you. And so that's the sense that I'm talking about when I say I believe we're all channels, and we're all channels for, I believe, divine energy. So some people may have other definitions for that, but that's my perception, and that's what I believe to be true. And yet, in order to get there, we have to let go of control. There are lots of stories out there about, for instance, scientific breakthroughs that happened not when the person, the particular scientist, was deeply trying to figure it out, but when they have let go of trying to figure it out and gone to take a nap, or gone for a walk, or gone in the other room. They've walked away from trying to force the new to happen. And in so doing, they allowed it to happen. They allowed inspiration to happen. They allowed that higher level of awareness to come into being in their own experience. And that's what I'm talking about here. That's what I would define as channeling. Now, I do it in a particular way. Not everyone can do it this way. Not everyone would want to do it this way. But for me, stepping into allowing channeling was a long process. Now, I've talked about that in other programs, so I'm not going to go into a lot of detail here. But when I first was doing the massage and the hands-on healing work, I would be receiving this guidance, and I would be receiving the guidance to offer to the client I was working with. And I argued with them. I wanted them to make it clearer and clearer and clearer and really hone it down. What are the exact words you want me to share here? And I got my confirmations when the client would really resonate, connect with it. It would be what they were seeing or thinking about. It would be the memory that had just come up. It would, surprise to me, be directly related to their experience. And so I came to trust in the letting go of needing to control it. And so eventually I got to the place where they would offer it, and I would just clarify, make sure I had received it as clearly as possible before I put it out. And then finally Mother Mary showed up that day and said, I have a message to give to the group. And this was a whole nother level of letting go, to let that flow, to let it come out. And I argued with her as well, and then I did. And then I had the confirmations that led me on this path, and then I went to Egypt, and it expanded, and people witnessed it and said, yes, I want that. I want you to bring that to the people that I know who are open to this. And so it was about letting go that got me to the place that I am right now. Doing the work I'm offering would not have happened had I not let go. And a big part of that goes back to going into the theater program to get that master's degree and having to let go of myself as I stepped into that character and having to let go of my past and clear out old energies so that I could be more able to be present in what the character was experiencing and be there present with it honestly rather than it being something I couldn't relate to at all. And I'm glossing over lots of things here and maybe even losing some of you along the way mentally. But what I'm getting to is this letting go. Well, part of it is what caused me to have those piles of paper in the first place. Because I let go of the rigidity of needing, of having to deal with them just to feel like I was in control of my environment. Now, I've not always dealt with all of the papers I had, but prior to that point of working on that master's degree in theater, I had a handle on it. And I had to let go of that handle so I could let go of trying to control my life, trying to control my path. Not that I didn't want to have say in my path or choice, but it got to the place where I could let go of trying to control it. And quite frankly, probably that started when my first wife asked me for the divorce. I couldn't control it. I couldn't stop her. I just had to let go. And within 2 years, I was in that theater program. And the pieces that got me to where I am now, that was a big anchor point. A big anchor point. And the message that was from Mother Mary that night, first time I had this direct of a spiritual guidance that I can recall in my life, was when she came in that night after my ex-wife, who was then, we were just separated, she finally said, "We're getting a divorce," having that worst night of my life, and Mary came in and said, "You're in charge of your own happiness." Actually, you're responsible for your own happiness. And I went into peace. Now, there's two things about that. One is that no one else was in charge of my happiness. So I couldn't expect my soon-to-be ex-wife to be responsible for making me happy. And two, the other piece of that is, I'm not responsible for anyone else's happiness. I didn't have to take that on anymore. Because that had been a large piece of what was going on in that relationship. I was going to be the knight in shining armor helping her to feel better, and it didn't work. She found a different knight, and I got kicked to the curb. Now, why am I going into all of this? Because this letting go of control is very different than what I'm doing now in this process of reordering my life, of finding the new levels and the new ways to deal with the paper. And that brings me to what that topic was that came in last week that needed to be about our conversation here today. And that is about completion. Completion. Because what I'm doing now as I go through things is I'm not just finding a place for them. I'm completing them. And that has repercussions far beyond just becoming better organized. To me, that's perhaps even a missing piece in a lot of people's spiritual paths. Now, it's also something that's fairly common in our conversation about trauma. And it typically goes something like this. I'm looking for closure. Closure. Except, I don't think closure is very often completion. And I'm going to explain what I mean by that. Now, it can be. Closure, to me, has a lot to do, in many cases, with trying to understand what happened. Trying to get to why. And I can relate to that. Multiple times I've been devastated by my partner, whether it was one of my wives or whether it was a girlfriend, leaving. When I could wrap my head around it, when it made sense to me, it was a lot easier to deal with. Oh, at least I understand. But unfortunately, most of the time, the answer I got was not one I could wrap my head around. One of them simply said, we're done. No A to B or A to Z of how she got there. Nothing like that. Just we're done. Another one, it's not working. Nothing about what wasn't working. Nothing I could work on, nothing I could fix, nothing I could solve. And so mentally I was left holding the bag. I couldn't get closure. It was incomplete. Now, from an energetic standpoint, I find it very fascinating. In hindsight, I can look at those and go, well, you know what? By them not giving me something that would allow me to have closure, it kept me in emotional turmoil about them, and it kept me feeding them energy. Wasn't that interesting? In one case, the one that said, it's not working, refused to talk about it any further than that. It was probably close to 2 years later that previous conversations we had had clicked, and subtle hints that had been laid clicked about the desire she had, the program she was running about how her life was supposed to go, how she was supposed to control her life. And this was supposed to happen, then this was supposed to happen, then this was supposed to happen. And what I realized is I was not living up to that because within the right time frame, I hadn't said, let's get married. I was just starting a business as a healer, et cetera, doing massage therapy. There was no way I could step into that role. And she never flat out said it, but those were the expectations that she had. I graduate, then I get married, then I have kids, then that's she had her life planned out. And I was screwing with that because I couldn't move forward with her. I couldn't go where her control was taking her. And she wasn't asking directly for what she needed. We could have had a conversation about this and could have parted with much greater consciousness on both our parts. But that wasn't how it went. I had to let go of trying to control it, trying to fix it, trying to make things better. I couldn't get to closure because I couldn't mentally understand it. And that left my emotions in turmoil for a while. And not only did I not get that closure, I didn't get completion. So let's talk a little bit about what I think is the difference between those two. Closure for me, I think, much of the time, not always. I think sometimes closure can be completion. So when I get there, that'll make sense. But I think a lot of the time, closure is enough understanding so we can put it to bed. Enough understanding so we can say, okay, that makes sense. I can use that it makes sense to stop feeling it. So I think that a lot of the time, closure is not about completion. It's about suppression. I don't want to deal with this anymore. If I can understand it a little bit, then I will have a better ability to suppress the emotion and get on with my life. I would say it goes with phrases like, just get over it. Get on with it. Deal with it. To me, those kinds of phrases have a very similar feel to them, to the need for closure. And so let's go now to what I'm talking about, what I mean when I say completion, because I believe it's a very different thing. And it even relates, I can call it the invocation, the connection process that we do at the beginning of each one of these programs. If you listen regularly, it always changes. It's always slightly different. And I find it fascinating because I don't plan that. But part of what happened today that I don't think has happened before is that Thanksgiving piece being brought into all or almost all of the segments. And to me, that's a hint about completion. And so let's go there and let me finally define this instead of talking around it. Completion is finishing it, being done with it. Now, what does that mean? It's not to me about suppression. I've been coming to completion as I've been going through these papers and what they have meant in my life. It's been fascinating because part of what I've been organizing is all of the flyers and the itineraries, and I'm going through the recordings that I have of all of the events I've ever offered doing this path. I have boxes of cassette tapes in my office and needing to catalog them. Needing to put them in their place. And it's been amazing for me because it's bringing up what was going on in the rest of my life when I was going on all of these trips all across the country, when I was offering groups in various places. What was going on with me personally? Where was I in my life? What other issues was I dealing with? And it's been aiding me in coming to completion, coming to peace about lots of the things that have happened along the way for me. And I'm certainly not done. The papers aren't fully organized. I'm not fully at completion. But let me tell you an experiential definition that I think might help explain this better. And that is this. I believe that at the very least, I'm complete with a particular level of an issue. I've gotten down to a particular level with an issue when I can think about the people, the situations, the experiences that were triggering up my pain around that issue. When I can think about them and really breathe in and feel how I feel about them. And it's not that numb kind of thing. When I've tried to get closure and basically done a good job of suppressing it so I don't think about it and therefore I don't feel it anymore. But rather when I can feel at peace. When I can feel at peace about it. When I can smile about it. When I can connect with not just the idea that that negative experience I had is a part of how I got to where I am. But rather I can experience that and I can come to the experience of gratitude for having had that. And that's why I found it so interesting that they had me focus so much on the gratitude throughout the entire beginning process of connecting. Because for me,
being able to be grateful that I was molested as a child is so alien to most people's concepts of what's right in the world or what's wrong in the world or what's okay. It just sets them off. It creeps them out. It freaks them out, whatever. Not that I would go molest someone. Not that I would encourage someone to molest a child. But that got me here. If I hadn't experienced it, I would not be who I am today. I would not have had the wounds that put me on the path that I'm on to get me here. And so, for me, what I'm talking about in completion is that I can feel that gratitude. I can feel it. It's not words. And perhaps completion is the wrong word, because the further I go on my path, and as I'm going through this spring of completion, it's not just spring cleaning for me, it's spring completion. I was telling some of my friends, I feel a need to buy this program that can work with timelines. And there's something in me right now that is calling me to go through my life and make timelines about where I was living and what work I was doing and the relationships I had and the travel I was doing, the spiritual pilgrimage. And I can't mentally grasp why, but there is something about that that is going to help me even more with this completion. It's going to help me see more of the bigger picture of my life so far. What got me here? And it feels very exciting to me. And that feeling is about this energy of completion. And I want to go a little further and talk about that more. One of the things in the past few years, after I had stopped doing groups and had moved up here to get married and stopped doing groups and couldn't do groups while I was healing myself from so many things, so many traumas, and the stress of all the travel I'd done for 10 years of walking this path and offering the channelings. And I was completing things then. But it's like I've reached another level. And the piles of paper that I had at that time are only getting completed now. They're only getting put in their place. But it's not just that physical place in the right file or into the recycling. It's the appropriate place in my current understanding of how I got here. And in some ways, for me, it's about getting a more realistic picture. And I think that's what desiring those timeline, that timeline program, so I can lay out my life and compare how this area of my life was relating to that area of my life and how all of it got me to where I am now. I was talking earlier about feeling that gratitude for having been molested. Well, the molestation, I don't know when it ended, when the last occurrence was. Maybe I was 8. That's almost 40 years ago. I've had a lot of time, and I've been actively working most of my adult life to try and do healing and come to terms with these sorts of things, to get that place of completion where I could feel that gratitude. Now, I didn't know that. I just thought I was trying to deal with the wounds. But I think this adds something to it. There's a level of completion that we get to when we can say, I'm grateful for that, and mean it. It's not something we're trying to talk ourselves into. And I'm not saying that this is a conscious goal, that we should try to force ourselves to be grateful for things before we're ready. But I think it's a nice marker on the trail to know that when we can get to that, when we do get to that, when it spontaneously comes up and we can think about someone. There's a singer that I love, Eva Cassidy. And in one of her songs, which I don't think she wrote, she did a lot of covers. If you don't know this woman, if you love good singing, she's someone to look up. Dead before her time, unfortunately, but left a lot of wonderful stuff behind. And there's the song that I couldn't tell you the name of it, but there's a song where she's talking about remembering this person she was in relationship with. And it brings a smile instead of all the pain. And that is the feeling I'm talking about. It's when it happens almost spontaneously and we can recognize, ah, I'm free. And it's those kinds of moments, for me, they're spectacular. I mean, it's a marvelous thing to connect in with spirit and feel that flow coming through. Feel an initiation happening or the channeling coming through and just feeling the rightness of that. But there is another kind of thing that I'm talking about here, that awareness of the Thanksgiving. And again, it's part of what, in that connection process at the beginning, what I'm getting at, when I'm saying just allow yourself to feel that and let that go out to Mother Earth or to our guides and angels or to this community. And when we let that go, it opens us. And that's another aspect of what this completion is about, as far as I'm concerned. Because when we get to that place, in the channeling I've been doing the last few years, they've been talking about this at various times, that when we can get to gratitude and thereby complete the experience, it moves forward. Another one of the phrases I know I've offered out multiple times to you guys, what is, and it is perfect, and it is changing. That phrase, that mantra, what is, when we can step into that, it is. We're not fighting with the reality. What has happened to me in my life, including being molested, including being divorced, including being abandoned? Not by my parents. That's not what I mean. But one of my patterns from being molested is fear of abandonment. When I can come to the place where I can be grateful for those because they got me here, it's not just that I complete those. It's that I free myself to move into the next experience, which is a part of why gratitude can be such a powerful tool for manifestation. But it's important to understand, it's not just gratitude in advance for what's coming. It's gratitude for what we have now, so I can complete my interaction, my relationship with this, so I can open to the next. And that's another aspect of why this energy of completion, I think, has such a powerful resonance for me right now. Because that's what I can feel myself doing, completing the next piece. Completing the next piece of my past so I can open to the next piece of my present and my future. And each aspect of my past that I can finally let go of the pain of, that I can finally let go of my attachment to my wound. Because I think that's a big piece of what that is. We've got the wound. We're attached to that as our definition of ourselves. Oh, I'm someone who's been molested, or I'm someone who's been divorced, or I'm someone who's been this or that. It becomes a rigidity in ourselves, a place that we're controlling. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I use that with some of my friends in a humorous way, because that's what it means to have issues. Not so much I'm sticking to it, but it's sticking to me. That to me is the definition of what baggage is. Everybody's got baggage? Yeah, it's the pain that we bring forward and use as our definition of ourselves. But as we use it as our definition of ourselves, what we're doing is using it as our shield to hide behind, so that we don't have to expose ourselves, to expose our wounds. Now, I'm not suggesting that we go out there and we just vomit our life story at anyone. Not at all. Number one, it's not going to help. Number two, it may make things worse. Number three, that's just another form of victimhood. It's victimhood to our pain. Now, it's not victimhood to the person who inflicted that pain on us originally, but it's victimhood to the pain. I can't control myself. I can't stop myself from letting this out. It's one thing to do that, to show our pain to those we trust. It's a whole other thing to show it to someone else. But we don't get to completion by control. We get to completion by courage, by stepping into the courage to go into that pain, go into that past, and say, it was what it was. What is, and it is perfect. That was my perfect experience in that moment. It may have been horrible, but it was perfect. And as I accept that it was what it was, and that it was perfect that I experienced it, even without necessarily understanding what it was going to give to me, because typically we only get that in hindsight. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. How it's going to make you stronger, you're only going to know in hindsight. But it's about stepping into the trust that it will make you stronger. If you're still here, your path isn't done. And you have the opportunity to use whatever this pain is that's come up as a tool to complete old pain. You complete it by letting it go, not by owning it forever. What is, and it is perfect, and it is changing. As soon as we own and honor the truth of this experience, whatever it is, it transforms, it shifts, it opens us to what comes next. As long as we hold on to it, as long as we hold on to the past, whatever the pain was, whatever the experience was, whatever the trigger was, whoever the other people were, as long as we hold on to it, we will keep recreating it. I've been holding on to the pattern of being abandoned, which is why I've been abandoned multiple times. Hopefully now I'm completing that, so it doesn't have to happen again. But this is true of all those patterns, of all those pains, of all those issues. Completion is not saying they were right, the same way forgiveness is not saying they were right. It wasn't good that it happened in some objective sense. That's not what we're trying to get to. My molestation was still very painful, absolutely. Horrific. Not something I would wish on anyone. But that doesn't mean I can't experience it as part of my divine path. And so it's me going back in hindsight, not trying to impose that vision on it. For a long time, I would not have been ready for it. Hell, for a long time I had suppressed it so completely. It was just the briefest, smallest inkling in the back of my consciousness. But now that I'm there, in that gratitude, I know it was divine experience. And those who molested me were doing it in agreement, at a soul level with me, so I could do this path. So I could be here right now talking about completion. And if you're alive, and I don't know how many non-incarnate or disembodied entities we have listening to the program today, but if you're alive, if you're in body, you still have the possibility to complete, to come to terms with energetically, and thereby to release the baggage of everything that you've experienced in your life this far. Everything. That's my belief, and I'm sticking to it. And so now I'm going to jump in and do some channeling, and I would do a commercial announcement, but I can't think of anything to announce. So allow your breathing to deepen while I do the toning and bring in our guest.
No, yana, 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 yana,
Hello, dear ones. We are Gaia, or Mother Earth, as some of you would prefer, and the Divine Mother come to be with you. And so what we have come here today to do, rather than to say, what we have come here to do is to offer you, oh, call it a salve, a spiritual, energetic salve that you can apply to your wounds, to help ease the pain so that the healing can move more easily, more gracefully, more quickly. And we would say it is available anytime you would like it. You just need to open to it and to ask for it. And so, we'll call it Mother's Healing Salve. Mother's Healing Salve. So just allow yourself to open to that and to ask for it right now. Right now. And while you're allowing that to come in, and know that it will go every time exactly where you are most ready for it, exactly where you are most open to complete some old pain. And it will help you complete it to exactly the degree that you are ready to complete it. But allow yourself to ask and receive. And we will serenade you a bit more, bringing it in multiple levels, multiple forms, multiple vibrations as we do so. And when we are completed with the song, we will take our leave. So we will give you our love and our gratitude and our final greeting now. Namaste, divine dear ones. Know that you are dear to us, now and always.
Oh, Amane Anayana. Domine Anayano. Namane Anayano. No, Amane 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 Anayano.
Thank you, Mother Earth and Divine Mother Gaia. And thank you to each and every one of you for being with me here today, getting time to complete this program. So, if you will, Doug, when you're ready, start those chimes. Know that I cannot begin this, nor flow through it, nor complete it without you. Each and every week. So I give you my gratitude for your energy, for your intention, for your love, support, and of course for your messages. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like more of, what you'd like less of, and we'll see what we can do in the flow together. So I will be back here, same time, same place next week. I certainly intend that it will be live, but we shall see what the flow brings. I wish you a marvelous week of creation and completion in whatever you do. You never know where you're going to go until you get there. Much love, my friends. Namaste.